Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
On Tuesday, the UK Space Agency's first official astronaut, Tim Peake, embarked on the trip of a lifetime up to the International Space Station. Our Connie Orbach went to join the celebrations at the Science Museum to find out what awaits Major Peake up in space.
Around 3,000 very noisy, very excited children filled the London Science Museum on Tuesday to watch Tim Peake lift off from planet Earth. Andreas Magnusson, the first Danish astronaut.
What makes it extra rewarding is the fact that that there's so much interest, and I think you feel that here in the UK as well. I mean, especially among young children and students, and really what that gives Tim and the UK Space Agency and the European Space Agency is a unique opportunity to reach a young audience and to inspire them and really to kickstart their interest in the natural sciences, because there is something unique about space exploration. It appeals to us, and hopefully, you know, in the future we'll see more young people choose science and engineering.
When you got to space, was it everything you'd expected it to be, or did it surprise you?
I mean, it was... Of course, there are some surprising things. I mean, one of the first things that happened on board the space station was that I thought I got lost. They told us to fly into the Russian service module where we were going to have our traditional press conference. That's the first thing you do when you get on board the space station. And so I flew to the right into the service module, and suddenly I couldn't recognize where I was. And I thought, you know, I can't be lost already. But, you know, some of the more experienced astronauts, I think they saw the look of confusion on my face. And they said, well, it's because you're standing on the ceiling. And so as soon as I returned to the floor, everything fell into place. But that was kind of my first experience with how things can look completely different when you see it from a different perspective or a different angle.
And are you hoping to go back?
Oh, I would love to go back, yeah. The space station is really a unique place. I mean, the work that we do up there is interesting and exciting. In the evenings, we have dinner together with the other astronauts. We look out the windows. We have just a lot of fun. So, yeah, I would love to go back up there.
Tim's mission isn't just about inspiration here on Earth. As Andreas said, it's also about doing some really exciting science up in space. Tim will be involved in lots of experiments. Just to give you a taste, I've hopped across London to UCL to talk to Mark Huckfell, one of the researchers behind Vulcan.
So Vulcan is a feasibility project looking at whether we can use aspects of the voice to track someone's changes in well-being. So the idea is that we would look at someone's voice on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, and in situations where they may become unwell, or they may become depressed, or they may become excited, all these things may affect the quality of the voice, and we can use this to track, monitor, and detect changes in well-being.
What's Tim Peake's involvement in all of this?
So we're hoping Tim will make some recordings within the space station. So one of the challenges in applying this sort of technology within space is how feasible is it to make recordings of good quality, how obtrusive was making the recordings, and how do we get that information back from the spacecraft back to Earth in a form in which we can analyse it for the quality of their voice.
And have you got any examples of the kind of recordings that you'll be getting Tim to do?
To test and develop our software, we've been just recording ourselves morning and evening. The idea is to make the same kinds of sounds, you know, on a regular basis, so then we can see whether these particular utterances change from one situation to another. So this is me in the morning. And this is me in the evening. I think you can hear that I'm slightly more awake and with it in the evening than I was in the morning.
There's definitely a bit more kind of bounce to your R's in the evenings,
as
I'd say.
I would say.
So why is this needed? Can't people just tell you when they're feeling unwell?
This is, in a way, a kind of a backup or a double check. It may be that these people, you know, they're highly trained aeronautical professionals. They may not want to tell you that they're becoming slightly claustrophobic or depressed or bored or distressed by a mission. But these are exactly the kinds of things which do affect the voice.
If all this testing goes well, what other uses do you plan for this software?
So there are many other ways in which we might use this idea on Earth rather than in space, particularly in a situation where you may have people with a neurodegenerative disease, like Alzheimer's disease, for example, where you can't really get the person to come into the clinic every day, but you do want to monitor their health to see if there are any long-term trends or any situations in which their health needs to be further investigated. Speaking is such a straightforward thing generally for people to do. They don't mind chatting to someone or talking to someone about their health. So it's not the same as wiring them up to some remote machine that detects their blood pressure or their heart rate.
So it seems that both on Earth and in space, Tim's mission could do a huge amount for science. So let's wish him good luck, shall we?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.